Number 1.
Hi, Vince. Nice day for a walk, huh?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I'm on my way to work.
I thought you drove to work. Is something wrong with your car?
No. I've just been putting on a bit of weight recently.
I guess you have to get up pretty early now, though.
I don't mind that, and I feel a lot healthier.
Great. And I bet walking is easier on your wallet, too.
Definitely. I'm planning to use the gas savings to buy a new bike.
Question: What do we learn about Vince?
Number 2.
Fernando, how are you getting along with your dorm roommate?
Oh, he's all right, Mom, I guess. He's pretty tidy, but he's not very communicative. I never know what's on his mind.
Do you ever do things together?
Almost never. I spend more time with the other guys on my floor. They're a little crazy, but they're fun.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, but don't forget to spend enough time on your studies.
Question: What does Fernando suggest about his roommate?
Number 3.
How are things going, Matt?
Not so good. I was supposed to have a job interview yesterday, but all the trains were stopped due to an accident, so I couldn't make it.
But they'll give you another chance, won't they?
No. I called the manager as soon as I got home. He said they'd already seen enough people. Looks like I'm out of luck.
That's awful.
Yeah, well, I guess they have a lot of good candidates to choose from.
Question: Why did Matt not get the job?
Number 4.
Professor Cranfield, can I ask you something?
Sure, Lucinda.
It's about your intensive Spanish writing course. I feel like I'm already busy with my other classes. Doing the writing course might be too much.
I understand. I think you certainly have the ability, but I don't want to push you. It's not a mandatory course, but future employers would be impressed if you passed it.
Thanks for your advice. I'll think it over a little more.
Question: What does the man imply about the writing course?